Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Here's a quick message from our sponsor, Local Works Wheat Ridge, provided by its executive director, Paige Piper.
Local Works is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to make Wheat Ridge a more vibrant and sustainable place to live and work. Our mission in action is programming that provides neighborhood revitalization and small business support, keeping and growing the businesses we know and love in Wheat Ridge. In simpler form, we provide connection. Connection to business, connection to community.
This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Meg Smith.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Today, I'm here with John Geese, the business growth advisor with RAS Squared. How are you, John?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to share more about you and what you're doing in the community with our local businesses. So tell us a little bit more about RAS Squared.
Sure. Somebody asked, what does it mean? It's a combination of proven revenue acceleration systems that can help small business owners grow their business, and a little part of our brain called the reticular activating system, which is kind of the goal-seeking system, the guidance system that helps us screen out all the stuff that's irrelevant to the goal that we've set so we can focus on what we're after. And when you combine those two things, you can achieve remarkable results.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. That's a a powerful combination. So how did you get into this in the first place?
You know, I had a corporate career. I ran the West Coast for a large call center outsourcing company for many years. And we got bought, and then they got bought, and then they got bought, and I got tired of getting bought. Mm-hmm. And decided, I'd been working with my own coach since about 2008. And so I said, you know, maybe this looks kind of fun. So I kind of went out and got certified, did some work internationally with a firm doing sales leadership, and presentation skills, coaching and training. And then in 2018, I opened up RAS Squared, really to focus on the small business owner on Main Street. You know, I saw what happened when corporations were bought and investors took over. You know, it was really great for a little while, but then it was the employees suffered, the clients suffered, the investors made some money, and everybody was out in the street again. I realized, and we saw this in when COVID hit, Wall Street doesn't care. The government is not always effective, but when our small business owners band together and are strong, our communities thrive and are thriving. So I'm committed to helping the small business owner on Main Street get out of the job that they bought and into the business that they own.
That's awesome. Yeah, the backbone of our economies, right, are our locally owned businesses.
That's right.
That's who our goal is to promote and share with the communities as well. So tell us about any reasons customers like to work with you versus other business growth resources.
Well, for one, I'm a great guy, but
obviously
that's besides the point. No, that so like I said, I've worked with coaches for a long time, and there's all sorts of people that will help you grow your business. But one of the things that's unique to RAS Squared is we have a proprietary software tool that helps us sit down and identify where the revenue is in your business right now, that if we made a couple of tweaks, you could capture without spending more money on marketing and advertising. And once you capture that then, and you figured out what your messaging is and what your offers are, now you can start ramping up to really drive results. But you know, too many people have a great conversation with their advisor, but they don't really move the needle. By having this tool, we lay out where the revenue is. It lays out a Gantt chart that we use to follow, and we track results every week to see if we're actually moving the needle on the business. Because if the needle doesn't move, it's just been a great conversation.
Yeah, that measurable results are definitely what you're looking for as the business owner.
That's right.
You can't just, you know, hypothesize and
well, I'm a philosopher, so I can. But you know, it's like what I don't want is what's happened to me. I've hired coaches, and we've had great conversations, but my life didn't mm-hmm. change. So yeah. My commitment is we're going to make a difference in your business.
Yeah, Excellent. So tell us about any hardships that have come about that have really improved your services and systems.
Gosh, you know, it kind of changes from, you know, month to month, season to season. I think one of the hardships is, you know, you look at this from the outside and you think, oh my goodness, that's easy. I can do that. I can talk to people. But business growth doesn't change. You still have to find a way to reach out to customers, get them engaged in the conversation, and then have them say yes. And so that was kind of one of the first hurdles I had to jump. And in the process, you know, everybody likes networking, and networking is a great tool. But when you rely just on networking and word of mouth, you're really leaving your fate in the hands of others, and you don't control that. So that helped me take control of my business by scheduling and planning the strategic kinds of outreach that I do for speaking engagements, partnerships, and, you know, just one-to-one calls with people to bring them into a conversation. That's probably one of the biggest lessons is we can't rely to it. You know this. You talk to business owners all the time.
Yep. About outreach.
And what do they say? They say, oh, yeah, word of mouth. It's great. That's how we grow our business. Well, that's the gravy. But word of mouth is really unreliable.
Yeah, it's not a best practice. Like, you don't see the big corporations and the, you know, really strong locally owned businesses relying on word of mouth. You see their branding. You see their presence because they know they've already learned that lesson. Even if you were to go, you know, to a bank and try to apply for a business loan, guess what part of the plan, the business plan is that you have to present? It's your marketing. And if you say word of mouth, they're not going to fund you because that's not a marketing plan.
No, exactly.
So it's very important. And that's, a good lesson to help with growth, you know, with all of your clients too.
Well, it's, you know, it's not just outreach to new people. Your client base has your next 10 clients already in it.
Yep. Nurture.
You just have to figure out how to make that work. And, you know, that's part of what we do is, you know, give you a chance to think out loud about how you can turn your customers into partners.
Absolutely. Referral partners. Yeah. So do you have anything seasonal that you want to share with our audience about things that you're working on right now or what's happening in the world of RAS Squared?
So in April, the date is soon to be finalized. Watch me on social media or LinkedIn. When I say social media, I'm really only on Facebook and LinkedIn. But I'm going to be doing a workshop for a local community bank on the 5 drivers of value in your business. To your point, if you know we work so hard as a business owner to create value and this asset that we hope to sell, but if we haven't actually built a business with recurring revenue streams, with a strategic growth plan, with clean and clear financials, with a management team that's engaged, and systems that are actually documented, we're going to be really disappointed when we go to sell because people don't want to buy you. They want to buy profit. And so there'll be a little workshop on that.
That's awesome. Well, keep me posted. We can definitely share on our channels as well.
Thank you.
And then tell us a little bit about how John gets involved in the community. I know we've been friends for years now and you're always out there in the different organizations, but tell us what you're doing to stay involved in the community.
So there are a couple things. One project I've done now for 5 or 6 years is a group here in Colorado called Rocky Mountain Microfinance. It's for small business owners that are really micro businesses that wouldn't get a chance, you know, a bank, a broker, a loan officer really wouldn't look at them. But they compete, they go through a 12-week boot camp, and at the end, they will walk away with a $2,500 loan to help them start their business. They have a remarkable payback rate. They have a remarkable success rate. Every year when they do their celebrations, you hear from people that, you know, either because they were a felon or they came from the wrong neighborhood, they wouldn't have had a chance to get a job, let alone start a business. And now they're employing other people in the world because of the help that they got in creating a business. So I volunteer a couple times a year with a business owner to help them move through that process or to serve as a mentor after they've left the boot camp.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is excellent work.
It's really rewarding.
Yeah, I love it. So what do you do for fun when you're not working?
You know, I wish I had something really exciting to say. It's the gym. You know, that's kind of maintenance, but I actually like going to the gym. I've been a gym rat for years. Reading last year, I think I read 94 books. Nice. And then we vacation in the mountains every once in a while.
Excellent. Well, those are all very healthy, happy activities. We get a lot of folks talking about the mountains on this podcast.
I mean, it's kind of why we came here.
It's true. So how should folks get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
So you will have my phone number and email here.
Yep.
So that's one way. But I'm on LinkedIn, John Geese. I'm on Facebook, John Geese. And I have business pages for RAS Squared on both sites. But I'm pretty active. LinkedIn is kind of my place to hang out.
Excellent. And it's G-I-E-S for anyone. Correct. Looking to.
Not the other one. It gets flipped every once in a while.
So everyone connect with John. And I hope that you enjoyed our little podcast today. Thank you so much for coming.
No, and thank you. I really appreciate it. Love the work you've done. I've watched you take your media company from one to many in just a really short period of time.
It's been a fast paced environment over here.
It's your enthusiasm. It's your enthusiasm, Meg. Yeah.
I definitely have that in spades. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwestdenver.com. That's gnpwestdenver.com. Or call 720-295-9588.